3 questions for Martine Abel Williamson. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
Why I want to be involved and what can I bring to the board is the fact that I've already served you for 4 years, so I'm well ensconced and familiar with how blind low vision works. I'm totally blind myself. I've been working for blind low vision in the past for 8 years, and I'm also utilizing blind low vision services. In other words, I've got skin in the game and know what to expect as a client. My other governance experience I can bring to the board is, for instance, I am the president of the World Blind Union, the international organization representing the 253 million blind people across the world.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
Current challenges include the digital divide. We need to get people, our clients, more up to speed with technology and have adaptive technology in their hands. We need to be more proactive. Also, there are still a large number of unemployed blind people, and I believe that Blind Low Vision can do more about that. And then, of course, I believe that we are not exposing, the service is not exposing newly blind people to others, so there's a lot of reinventing the wheel and angst and isolation out there. The opportunities, I think we need to embrace artificial intelligence. We do not need to be scared of it. I think if we work together, we can have great solutions. Similarly, the Enabling Good Lives system, where the government helps with funding disability support services, that is a great opportunity.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspirations for blind people is that we don't just empower people to live the life we choose, but that we raise the expectations. Often our own expectations are low, or people around us are trying to keep it low because they're not sure what to expect of us. And that is why peer support is so important. So my aspirations are that people make better choices and not just the low-hanging fruit or what is the most easy, like I'd rather get someone to help me shopping than trying to become empowered to do online shopping. A second aspiration for me is that the culture around blind low vision will be for more member choice. In other words, whether we prefer to socialize and enjoy sport and other opportunities amongst one another, or in the sector out there, and not necessarily alongside other blind people, that should be our choices.